Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Power of Prayer, already in progress.
I know a bunch of men that need to know who their God is. They really need to know so they can pray the prayer of faith. And when you pray the prayer of faith and you see God answer, wow, just like I told that 43-year-old man, that 39-year-old woman yesterday at the healing school. I said, if you'll do what I tell you, son, I guarantee these six kids you got, I guarantee if you'll start reading the Word of God to them and you'll start praying over them, you start laying hands on each one of them, and whatever the problem is with each one of them, if you will lay hands on that child and command that spirit that's causing that problem to happen in that child's body to leave and never come back, and then ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit to completely restore and heal that child. I said, if you'll do that every night, I guarantee it won't be long. I said, I will guarantee you by the time these kids are 18 or less, there won't be a single flaw with any one of them. If you, as the Father, will pray that prayer of faith for your kids. Because God said too many times in His Word, if two of you on earth agree about anything, it shall be done. And it's this God, the God that can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can imagine, think, or imagine. If that's the God we're serving, then don't cut Him short. Ask Him for what you want. If you need a good night's sleep, you ask Him. And He gives it to you for 3 years, and it ain't going to stop now, is it, Andy? They didn't have to ask Him but one time. Is that awesome? Amen. It is amazing how awesome God is. But He wants us to praise Him, to worship Him, to thank Him. Which made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is therein. Wow. He made all that. Next verse. It says, which executeth judgment to the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. You ever have any idea what it takes to feed this planet in one day? I mean, I think about us having this little deal we had last Sunday, and all y'all brought all this food, and man, I'm telling you what, that place was loaded down with food in there. I mean, when I went in there, me and Cheryl got to go first. I walked down that line, I thought, man, ain't no way they eat all this stuff. Oh, my Lord. But after the thing was over, I went in there, and it was cleaned out. I was dead wrong. Y'all are hungry creatures. I was all that food y'all brought, we eat every bit of it. There wasn't a couple little plates of stuff left over. I mean, it is God, and this is just one tiny little church. Did He have any problem providing for us? No, not at all. If we'd have had 10,000 here, that would have been no problem either, would it? Yeah, I was listening to a guy the other day. It was over in, I think it was Haiti, and they were feeding people, and they had run out of food. And they still had a whole bunch of them that needed food, and they were hungry. So he prayed that prayer, Lord, you give the people to eat whenever you prayed over it. And then Peter and John and all passed out food to 20,000 people, and they all ate and had 12 basketfuls left over. Said, Lord, we need food. To feed enough food to feed all these people. He didn't say anything about basketfuls left over. He just needed enough to feed every one of them. He said, whenever the day was over, we had fed everybody there and just ran out just as the last person ate. Isn't that awesome? I mean, so what's impossible with our God? See, now we need some men that can pray that kind of prayer. We need some men that's going to stay out there just like Jesus did and say, Father, I need you to feed these people. Bless this food for all these people. Now then, if we, Jesus told us, we can do the same things He did, and that's what He said, right? Yes. Let's go to that scripture. I want you to see that scripture before we quit today. Yep, John 14:12. John, in fact, put John 14:12 up there. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Now, that's supposed to be us. We believe in Jesus. The works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, if Jesus controlled the storm, should we be able to control the storm? If Jesus fed the multitudes of thousands, should we be able to pray over food?
Yes.
In other words, if Jesus controlled the fish, should we be able to speak where we want the fish to be? I never saw him use a deer in there, but I thought, hey, if it works for everything else, and he said anything. So why can't I pray for a couple of deer? And it happened. Preston got two deer, one the first afternoon, one the next morning. So isn't that awesome that God give us the kingdom and give us the keys to the kingdom? And whatever you ask in my name. I tell you what, brother, me and you need to get in the Word more, know it better so we can handle these things, right? It's in the book, isn't it? And we know God can't lie to us, can he? So the problem's right here. I'm the problem. You're the problem. You need to get in that. Bill, you're the problem. Uh-oh. We need to get in there and have some faith, right? Yeah, these people do here. People here do love one another. But that's how the Lord said, we'll know who my children are, by their love one for another. So if we love one another, we pray for one another, we do great things for the kingdom of God, and we see God do. We do what he told us to do. And just like this lady back there that I prayed for that had the little thing on her neck, I just told her, I said, you know, the Word of God clearly says all I got to do is just lay hands on you and he'll heal you. Amen. Is that what he says?
Yes.
He didn't say you have to pray. Now, if you want to pray, that's okay. That's just another one of the keys, you know. But one of the keys is lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And that really does work, doesn't it?
Yes.
Miss Carrie, did you just lay hands on your relative or did you pray too?
Laid hands and prayed a short prayer.
Simple little prayer. This simple
thank God for a miracle.
Wow. And God did it.
He did it.
And she's
out of hospice.
Ladies, we need some more ladies like this one.
Amen.
Y'all need to talk to her. You need to get the faith Miss Carrie's got so you can, when you go out, and if you go out there, Jesus, he knew where your faith was, and he was there with you totally every second of the day. Because he wanted that to work for you. So that's why he spoke to you and told you, she's still alive, Carrie. It won't be no problem. I love that testimony. That's something. But I know that happened to me. The first man I raised from the dead in the name of Jesus, I mean, it was a mind-blowing thing to see God raise a man that had been dead 20 minutes when I prayed over him, and he came back to life. And within a couple of weeks, he's totally normal. And then a few weeks later, a friend of mine called me and said, I've got cancer. Only going to live about 3 more months, the doctor said. So I said, well, I'm going to come see you tomorrow. I said, I'm going to get you healed. I've learned a lot of things about healing. And I said, I'm going to come down to Comanche to see you tomorrow. So next Monday morning, after I took the day off, and I got in my car and I drove down to Comanche, Texas. And when I pulled in, there was 2 or 3 cars in the front yard. And I thought, oh, why is this? Maybe it's because he's sick. I went in and his wife was there. And I said, how's Jack? And she said, Thurman, he died this morning about 4 o'clock. I said, I thought he said he had 3 months to live. She said, well, that's what the doctor said. But it didn't work. And I thought, I went in and the undertaker sitting there. And I sat there and he said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to raise him from the dead. And you know, the undertaker sitting there and he says, you're going to raise him from the dead? Oh, and I said, yes. And I guess I lost it right there. I should have said, Jesus is going to raise him from the dead. But I said, I'm going to raise him from the dead. And it did not work. I could not speak boldly, authoritatively enough. So I went away from there totally defeated. And I'm thinking, Lord, you let me raise one man from the dead just a few weeks ago. Now you put me in another place with another one, and I know you wanted to raise him from the dead too. And I blew it. It wasn't God's fault, was it? No, it was my lack of faith. But you know, I can only do so much. I just couldn't have the faith for it. I know how you felt like, you know. I mean, I just couldn't. When I saw him laying there, and I reached over and he's cold and he's hard. I thought, my land, this guy, he's really dead. He's dead, all right. But I'm sure the Lord was sitting there, well, son, well, do something. I can just see now if he'd have just given me that faith, I could have reached over and grabbed him by the neck and said, Jack, wake up in the name of Jesus. I rebuked that spirit of death like I did to the other guy. And the other guy come back to life. But that was something. That was really something. But you know, everybody in that home where I spoke over that man and God raised him from the dead, everybody there, including the man himself, which is still alive today. That's been 15 years ago. That guy is still alive. He still does not believe that I raised him from the dead in the name of Jesus. It just was a coincidence, Thurman. We don't believe. I mean, his whole family. Yet his son-in-law was a paramedic that was there. And his son-in-law's one called me on the phone and said, Thurman, we've lost him. About 30 minutes ago, we have no pulse or nothing. He's dead. And I said, well, let's pray. He said, Thurman, it's too late to pray. He's dead. We haven't had a heartbeat or a pulse in 30 minutes. I said, it ain't never too late to pray. So I said, death, I rebuke you. And I know that was the Lord. Death, I rebuke you. I command the spirit of life back in you. And he said, my God, we just got a heartbeat. He got a pulse. I said, what are you going to do with him? He said, I'm going to take him to Irving to the hospital. I said, okay, I'll get up and come down there. So it took me a while to drive to Irving. Anyway, I went to the hospital and walked in there about 5 o'clock in the morning when I got there, 4:30 or 5. Walked up to a doctor and I said, sir, is Mr. Jackson in here somewhere? He said, yeah, he's down in room 13. I said, how's he doing? He said, well, he said, he's alive, but said, he'd have been better off if he stayed dead. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, well, the paramedics say they had no heartbeat or no pulse for about a half hour. So I said, he'll be a vegetable. He won't be able to do anything. I said, Doc, do you see those hands? Yes. I said, Jesus said, lay those hands on the sick and they'll recover. He didn't say they'd be a vegetable. And that's when he said, oh, my God, what have I got here? What have I got here? So I go down there in the room, you know, where he's at, and he's sleeping. So I go down there and I just lay my hands on him. Did Jesus say, lay hands on the sick? And they will recover. So I just went in and laid my hands on him and said, the Lord, he's yours. It's yours. I've done everything you told me to do. And within 2 weeks, that guy's back at work, and he retired. And a few years later, and he worked for me. He was a good worker. And he's still alive today. I was over in the tax office the other day going in to get a license plate changed. And there he stood in the line. I stood in the line with him for an hour, talked to him, everything.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Power of Prayer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.